Grant's presumed motivations for suppressing the Ku Klux Klan are dubious. Consider, for example, consider the experience of Amos Ackerman, his second attorney general. Ackerman was the most vigorous of Grant's attorneys general in prosecuting the Ku Klux Klan. In order to expedite prosecutions, he expanded the powers of the then newly created Federal Justice Department. About 600 Klan members were convicted. Yet Grant abruptly asked for Ackerman to resign in December 1871. Partly at the prompting of Secretary of State Hamilton Fish, Grant had misgivings about Ackerman's, quote, obsession, close quote, with the Klan. Perhaps more importantly, Ackerman also frustrated important Northern capitalists. He was, for example, critical of the questionable terms under which railroads often qualified for federal subsidies. Racism was just as prevalent in the North as it was in the South. The only difference was that blacks represented but 1% of the population of the organic Republican states. Those states, those same states, would not have granted blacks the right to vote if blacks accounted for 40% of their population, as it did in the South, where blacks did account for 40% of the population. And he actually spent more money appropriated by Congress to enforce the KKK Acts. He spent most of that money, not in the South, but in the North, in the big cities of the North, to police the elections where the Irish were voting.